Following the arrests of radical Khalistani leaders from Punjab and parts of India, there have been protests around the world. The visuals of violent protests are surfacing, especially from the United Kingdom. First, these protesters took down the Indian flag from the office of the Indian Embassy office in London, and then Dal Khalsa UK leader and ISI agent Gurcharan Singh insulted Bhagat Singh by calling him a traitor. Amid rising pro-Khalistani protests, Member of Parliament Bob Blackman in UK said that, "We are harboring Khalistani terrorists in this country right now. Can we have a debate in government time on what action we can take to ensure that these terrorists are held to account and banned in this country? We are harboring Khalistani terrorists in this country right now. Can we have a debate in government time on what action we can take to ensure that these terrorists are held to account and banned in this country?" Tilde MP Bob Blackman in UK Parliament. pic.twitter.com/CNN5Vuabus. Anshul Saxena, at Askanshul, March 24, 2023. In a viral video, he can be seen saying, "The hooliganism that took place outside the Indian High Commission office in London by Khalistani hooligans does not suit this country. It is the sixth time in many years that the High Commission has been attacked in a similar way. Security guards were injured, and the tricolour was attempted to be removed. Now the clear position here is the Khalistani militant groups were operating across the world. Canada, United States and Australia have similar attacks over the weekend. So we are harboring Khalistani terrorists in this country right now. Can we have a debate in government time on what actions we can take to ensure that these terrorists are held to account and banned in this country?" Notably, on March 19, Khalistani terrorists attacked the Indian High Commission office in London as they took down the Indian flag from the office. ANI reported, Khalistani elements attempt to pull down the Indian flag, but the flag was rescued by Indian security personnel at the High Commission of India, London. #WATCH, United Kingdom. Khalistani elements attempt to pull down the Indian flag, but the flag was rescued by Indian security personnel at the High Commission of India, London. Source, MATV, London. Note, abusive language at the end, pic.twitter.com/QP30V6Q2G0. ANI, at ANI, March 19, 2023. Meanwhile, on March 20, the Indian High Commission in London replaced the earlier flag with a much bigger flag that now covers the entire balcony and wall. India gives back to vandals Khalistanis. Now a bigger flag is in place at Indian Mission in London. pic.twitter.com/SupportAmSameT. Naveen Kapoor, at I am Naveen Kapoor, March 19, 2023. Also, on March 23, a video clip from a violent Khalistani protest was shared on the internet. In this video, Dal Khalsa UK leader and ISI agent Gurcharan Singh, surrounded with flags of Khalistan, can be seen saying in Punjabi, "Bhagat Singh was a traitor. He proved Sikh leaders as terrorists. He proved the whole Sikh community as terrorist by licking the shoes of Brahmins. He is not Shaheed-e-Azam, he is just a traitor. Shaheed-e-Azams are those who sacrificed their lives for the Khalsa." He further added, "Khalsa will be established all around the world and that the idea of Khalsa took birth to rule. Khalistani abusing Shaheed Bhagat Singh ji. Calling him as Brahmins bootlicker." pic.twitter.com/VKCIHQFLs. Chad Infy, at Chad_Infy, March 23, 2023. Notably, following the attack on the High Commission office, the Indian Ministry of External Affairs, MA, has called upon the UK government to arrest and prosecute the pro-Khalistan elements responsible for the incident. It has asked the UK government to ensure that such incidents do not repeat in the future. ANI reported, government summons UK diplomats in Delhi pertaining to the incident of protesters taking down Indian flag at High Commission in London. Senior most UK diplomat in New Delhi was summoned late evening today to convey India's strong protest at the actions taken by separatist and extremist elements against the Indian High Commission in London earlier in the day. ANI quoted the MA as, "An explanation was demanded for the complete absence of British security that allowed these elements to enter the High Commission premises. India finds unacceptable the indifference of UK government to security of Indian diplomatic premises and personnel in the UK. An explanation was demanded for the complete absence of British security that allowed these elements to enter the High Commission premises. India finds unacceptable the indifference of UK government to security of Indian diplomatic premises and personnel in the UK." MA. ANI, at ANI, March 19, 2023. Notably, the Khalistani terrorist, Amritpal Singh, is yet to be arrested by the Punjab police. He was last caught on camera in a tweaked look, after which the Punjab police issued his pictures in different looks to track him down.